Unfiltered.
I'm not sold. I'm sorry.
Unapologetic.
I'm not trying to talk about him.
Unlike anyone else.
But knowing y'all,
y'all will probably make me.
Broadcasting live from Radio Row in San Francisco. This is the Stephen A. Smith Show.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the latest edition of the Stephen A. Smith Show, coming at you live from Radio Row in San Francisco, California, site of Super Bowl 60. I take that back, because damn it, that's a lie. It ain't in San Francisco. It's about a damn hour away in Santa Clara. You know, by traffic, for crying out loud, it's going to take you about an hour and a half to get there, all right? But Radio Row is in San Francisco, California, and we are obviously here because Super Bowl 60 is scheduled to take place this Sunday night when the Seattle Seahawks go up against the New England Patriots for the Super Bowl championship ending this season. The number to call up, as always, in the Stephen A. Smith Show is 888-MAD-DOG-6. That's 888-623-3646 plus. If you want to send in your voicemail messages, just go to SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. That's SiriusXM.com/GetSerious. Got a jam-packed show coming your way today. Got a lot of Super Bowl talk to go into. The NFL awards are tonight. We got an MVP discussion. Evidently, there's a debate as to whether or not it should be Drake May, the quarterback for the New England Patriots, or Matthew Stafford, the quarterback for the Los Angeles Rams. So obviously that's a subject that we will make sure to tackle on this particular afternoon. We're going to get into the NBA trading deadline and stuff like that, because Anthony Davis has been traded from the Dallas Mavericks to the Washington Wizards. I'll explain to you why that's even relevant to any of us a little bit later on in the show. And of course, James Harden has already been moved to Cleveland. There was a double overtime victory by the New York Knicks last night at the Garden, Madison Square Garden in New York City, where they upended the Denver Nuggets. Football is the order of the day, however. And as I'm sitting inside this convention center in San Francisco, California, I have some very, very bad news for y'all from my perspective. I don't see a competitive game. Maybe I'm wrong. I get it. I understand it. I'm worried about a blowout. Somebody's got to say it, so I'm going to say it. We're all here. We want to promote the game. We're anticipating a matchup because New England's defense is elite, Seattle's defense is elite, and we want to stop there. I'm just trying to figure out how the New England Patriots are going to score on these boys. That's what I'm trying to figure out, because I don't know. I just don't know. I'm looking at Drake May in these playoffs. It hasn't, ladies and gentlemen, he's a top two candidate for league MVP honors. That is not the Drake May that we've seen in the playoffs. We didn't see it in the playoffs when he dropped 16 points on the Chargers. We didn't see it when they scored about 28 against Houston. We damn sure didn't see it in a 10-7 victory in the AFC Championship game. I mean, I'm just wondering. When we sit up here and we talk about the New England Patriots against the Seattle Seahawks, and we're talking about Drake May as an MVP candidate, can we at least bring up the fact that he's completing 56% of his passes in the playoffs? That he's been sacked 5 times each game? That he's had about 6 fumbles and 3 of them were lost? That when you look at the vast majority of stuff, I mean, Booty and Diggs and Henderson and these, I mean, listen, they're not scrubs. They deserve to be here. But what we're not going to do is sit here and act like it's sacrilegious for us to bring up the fact that the New England Patriots had the softest schedule in the NFL since 1999. They are considered to have the weakest schedule since 1999. These are facts. They go up against the Chargers, 2 Pro Bowl offensive linemen, and Slater and Ault. Wow, they go up against the Houston Texans. Nico Collins is out, and Schultz goes down in the second quarter. You go up against the Denver Broncos. There is no Bo Nix. And folks tried to sit around here and convince us that Jared Stidham, the backup quarterback for the Denver Broncos that hadn't thrown a pass since 2020. Listen, Nick Foles won a championship as a backup. But Nick Foles took over for Carson Wentz in week 11 when Carson Wentz went down, played the rest of the season, played through the playoffs, and then ultimately he won the Super Bowl. In Jared Stidham's case, the man hadn't thrown a pass since 2023. And folks tried to get us all caught up in trying to convince us that that was going to be enough For him, he was just going to walk out onto the field against the New England Patriots defense and was going to have his way and ultimately lead them to the Denver Broncos to victory against the New England Patriots in the AFC Championship game. No, it didn't happen. We weren't buying it. He had a bad game, which was predictable, and the New England Patriots are here. So to recap, after back-to-back 4-13 seasons, Mike Vrabel takes over. You got the weakest schedule in football since 1999. You get to the postseason. You play the Chargers, missing two offensive Pro Bowl linemen. You play the Houston Texans, whose offense was anemic, and their best wide receiver was out, and their tight end went down. And then after that, you get in the AFC Championship game, and you're going up against the backup because Bo Nix goes out, and a blizzard comes in the second half. And we're just supposed to ignore all of that because you're in the Super Bowl. I can't do that. I just can't do that. I'm sorry. I'm not built that way. Now, do I believe New England has a chance? Sure, I do. Do I believe that it's one game, you're 60 minutes away from a championship, and anything can happen? Of course I do. But if we're handicapping this matchup, and you're seeing Jackson Smith and Jigba, and you're seeing Cooper Kupp, and you're seeing Rashid Shaheed, and you're seeing Kenneth Walker, and you take into account the way Sam Darnold has looked throwing the football, and then you look at Seattle's defense, and listen, Chargers are good defense. Houston Texans is an elite defense. Denver Broncos had 68 sacks, led everybody else in the National Football League by 18 sacks, and was four shy of an all-time record by the Chicago Bears in 1984. With 72 sacks on the season, they were four shy of that. The one thing we left out is, with all three scenarios, none of them were considered the best defense in football. That was the Seattle Seahawks. Number one in points allowed. Number one in yards allowed. You're just looking at it and you're saying, hey, this is not a joke. When you look at the Seattle Seahawks, there's a lot to consider. And I'm just of the mindset that as I look at them right now, I just want a competitive Super Bowl. That's what I want. I don't want this to be one of them situations where we're looking at them and we're saying, hey, man, what the hell is going on? This is a blowout. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I don't want it to be a blowout. Actually, Seattle was number one in points allowed, number six in yards allowed. But I just don't want this to be a blowout. I want this to be a highly competitive matchup. And in order for that to take place, I've got two scenarios. Drake May can't turn the football over. Number one. And number two, New England's defense is going to have to find a way to hold the Seattle Seahawks to 20 points or lower. That's the only two scenarios upon which I see New England winning this game. That's my position. What's yours? 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. You are listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, Sirius XM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. Another subject to discuss is the MVP. Supposedly, there's this debate. And you have some people out there who believe that Drake May is the MVP because he's so important to the New England Patriots and what they do, and he deserves a boatload of credit, and New England's defense wasn't as big time as they are now all season long. They had their ups and downs. They had their struggles, and Drake May kept them afloat, blah, 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 blah. Here's where I'm coming from with it. I'm of the mindset that Matthew Stafford should be named NFL MVP tonight. 4,707 yards passing, 46 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions. And it wasn't his fault that the Rams lost in the NFC Championship game. If Xavier Smith ultimately doesn't botch the punt and fumbles and Seattle recovers and scores a touchdown on the very next play, giving them a 10-point cushion, L.A. might have won that game. If the defense could have gotten a stop and stopped Seattle from moving the chains for one damn possession in the fourth quarter, L.A. may have won this game. It wasn't Matthew Stafford's fault that they lost. This brother came into the season, had a bad back. There were questions as to whether or not he was going to be ready for the season. And all this man does is go out and lead the league in passing yardage and touchdown passes while throwing just 8 interceptions over 17 games. That's who we're talking about here when we're talking about Matthew Stafford. I understand he's got Puka Nacua. I understand he's got Devontae Adams. I got all that. I understand he's got Kyron Williams running out of the backfield. And they got a damn good rushing attack. I understand he has Sean McVay as a coach. All I'm doing is stating the obvious. All of those things don't matter if Matthew Stafford doesn't play the way that he played this year. That brother's big time. And I think his season was sensational. And also, I know that a lot of people don't believe in it, but I believe in narratives when it comes to MVP honors. It plays a role. Michael Jordan got robbed of MVP awards. One year he got it when Barkley got it when he deserved it. Or Karl Malone got it. Another time Kobe Bryant deserved it. Another time Shaquille O'Neal deserved it when Steve Nash got it. There have been countless times when great players in a particular sport have been robbed of the MVP. In football, we're going to look at it and we're going to take narratives and we're going to take that into consideration. When you look at Matthew Stafford and his story, how can you ignore how poignant that is? He's put in his time. He had 12 years of football purgatory in Detroit. He had all of that going on. What do you expect from him? So I understand it. All I'm saying to you is that was then. This is Matthew Stafford now. Been in the league all of these years, 37 years of age, doing all the things that he's been doing, throwing for 4,707 yards, 46 touchdowns, just 8 interceptions. What are we talking about here? It's unbelievable. I don't think there's anything to debate. You got to give it to him. You got to give it to him. Drake May has had a damn good season. It's his second year in the league. He was helped by a relatively weaker schedule, by a defense that turned out to be elite. He was helped by those things. Matthew Stafford is just boiling. That's what he's doing. That's how I'm looking at it. Matthew Stafford is the league MVP. Plain and simple. And I expect him to win that award tonight. 888-MADDOG-6 is 888-623-3646. Something else I want to get into. NBA trading deadline. Anthony Davis was traded yesterday from the Dallas Mavericks to the Washington Wizards. That's not the story. The story is that his name will forever be associated with arguably the worst trade in NBA history. Luka Doncic, a 25-year-old global iconic super basketball brand, was traded in the prime of his career against his will to the Los Angeles Lakers for Anthony Davis, who proceeded thereafter to get hurt his very first game in Dallas, to end up playing 29 games, missing 51 of them, for Dallas to be 31-49 since the day he arrived, while Luka is playing like a damn league MVP, averaging over 30 with the Los Angeles Lakers, being one of the top 5 or 6 teams in the West and their team destined to go to the playoffs. Now, you can look at draft picks and you can talk about the numerous first-round picks and second-round picks that Dallas ultimately ended up getting. You can bring up Cooper Flagg and the stud that he is. I would like to remind you, that's ping pong balls. That's not a trade or some adroit basketball decision that the Dallas Mavericks made. Ping pong balls fell in their direction, and as a result, you landed Cooper Flagg, who is going to be a superstar in this league. And I'm going to say this as well, because I don't know if anybody else said this. First of all, Cooper Flagg is going to be a marketing superstar because, I mean, my God, his last name is Flagg. You put the American flag behind him and you market the hell out of him in the United States of America. It's going to work wonders. It's going to work wonders. But secondly, I'm going to say this. I don't know if y'all thought about this or not. Do you understand that Cooper Flagg might be the best white American basketball player since Larry Bird? I mean, think about it. If we ain't saying it now, I promise you within a year or two, we're going to be saying, this is the best white basketball player from America since Larry Bird. We actually should be saying it now if we think hard enough about it. It's just like that. It's Cooper Flagg. He's got that kind of game, got that kind of swag. Not playing with much in Dallas right now. Anthony Davis is gone. Kyrie Irving is out. Cooper Flagg is balling. Last week or so, dropped 49, 36, 34. Got a handle, got a mid-range game, can finish at the basket. Got three-point shooting potential and defends. All of those things are things to think about. There is no doubt about it. And I'm just telling y'all right now, that's what Cooper Flagg brings to the table. We got to pay attention to it. They lucked up getting him in Dallas. But Luka's gone. And for what? For what? 888-MAD-DOG-6-888-623-3646. More of your calls and more coming up in a minute. Got a few guests coming on the show today. Rob Gronkowski is coming on today. Fred Warner for the San Francisco 49ers, he's coming on the show today. Bijan Robinson for the Atlanta Falcons. That stud, that brother's something spectacular. He'll be on the show later on today. It's a lot of action coming up. We're talking Super Bowl. We're talking league awards. We're talking NBA trading deadline. We're talking all of those things. Plus, Roger Goodell gave a state of the NFL address, addressing a few things, including the 18-game schedule that purportedly players are not down for. But since when is that? When has the owners cared about that? But I'll talk about that a little bit because I got an idea that I think people should want to hear about an 18-game schedule, along with other things that Roger Goodell has talked about as well. So stick around. You're listening live to the Stephen A. Smith Show, SiriusXM, Mad Dog Sports Radio. 888-MAD-DOG-6 is always the number to call up. That's 888-623-3646. Your calls and more, plus Rob Gronkowski coming on next. You're listening live to Stephen A. SiriusXM, Mad Dog. Holla.